And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano, and by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, next to a very busy and foggy world headquarters here at next to Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego. And great guests here. We have Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Ware Sport Fishing, and our guest, George from Backbone Broadcast, is here. He's here for an MLB meeting, right?
Tech Summit. All week at Petco Park.
All the MLB media guys will be there.
But
huh?
I might want to go fishing instead. But it's been a while. I may just turn back up here and we'll go out.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was good.
You liked that?
I love that. That was great.
I caught stuff.
I watched them get cleaned. I learned how to bait again. I've never done boat fishing. I've done lake fishing. I've done shore fishing. And in fact, my dad and I used to fish at the mouth of the Plymouth nuclear reactor.
Oh, nice.
Water.
And you don't have to cook the fish. It's amazing.
They're already pre-cooked. Coming out of the water. So. Well, great show here, talking fishing with Brian and giving away great prize.
Man, you're not kidding. Yeah, having a great time as always. No surprise. Captain Willie, one of our best buds here at Let's Talk Hookup, and having a great time talking fishing and talking with you. If you want to join us on the show this morning, we would love to hear from you. There's two ways you can participate today on Let's Talk Hookup. First, give us a call at the fan, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the phone this morning. There are two phone lines open this morning. It's been packed all morning long. We lost one during the break. So first time all morning we've had an open phone line. If you want it, a great time to call 833-288-0973 or send us a text. Now, the text the show option, super easy and only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Once you have the Let's Talk Hookup app, just dial it up. It's one of the first tabs you'll see down below is text the show. Click on that, and it'll allow you to send in your text questions to Captain Brian Woolley. Make sure you include your name and a phone number, too, because if you're the winner at the prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. And speaking of prize, Brian and the whole team at Dana Wharf, so gracious, we are giving away two sets of winners today. So there will be a winner from the caller side and a winner from the texter side today, and we'll flip the coin. The coin winner is going to win 2 3-quarter-day passes at a Dana Ware Sport Fishing. The other is going to get 2 half-day passes at a Dana Ware Sport Fishing. And you're going to get a brand-new 2026 Bill Varney Sport Fishing calendar. A very cool prize at the end of the show today.
Yeah, pretty fantastic. So you want to get through. Jeff is standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. And you have a it's time for the fish report, right?
Yeah.
Continue the fish report.
That's exactly it. We got the Surf Guru standing by. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What up, Gundy?
How you guys doing? What's up, Willie?
Hey, Gundy. What's up, man?
Yeah, I don't know if it's much of a report this week. That swell really put a damper on things.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of action up off Santa Barbara, some of those south-facing beaches out west there. Some better quality perch, 7 to 10 inch perch. I think a couple 12 inch kickers. A little bit of perch action on South Bay beaches there, according to Just Fishing. But for the most part, it was a really, really tough week. You know, we'll just have to see where we go. I think we got a little weather coming on at the end of the week here. So, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about maybe mentioning topwater rig. You know, for that Corvina fish in the short fin. And so I just thought I'd take a minute here to go over, you know, because it's not, topwater is not something we traditionally fish. And this is mostly fishing the shore or from a boat, you know, in the bays, estuaries, the lagoons, that sort of thing. The first thing you want to do is pick the right line class. And, you know, I kind of settle at 12-pound test, 10-pound, a little more lively. Your lure will be 14-pound if there's some better quality fish. Let's say the guys are hooking 8 to 12-pound fish. You want to bump up to 14, maybe even 17-pound test. And then when you're fishing topwater, monofilament is always best. It floats better. It doesn't sink, so it keeps that helps to keep that lure up in place while you're working it. The second selection you have to make is between a bait casting reel and a spinning reel. It can be tricky working topwater on a bait casting reel. So if you have a good skill set, the bait casting reel works out real well. But a spinning reel works real well, too. You know, a 1500, 2000 series, I think, if you're fishing 12-pound, maybe even a little bigger reel. And, you know, spinning reel, it keeps your line tighter. When you fish bait caster, you got to really concentrate on keeping that line tight when you're working the lure so that your next cast comes out clean. That's the whole key with using a bait caster. And then rod length is another thing that's a little different. Shorter rods are usually better. If you're fishing topwater, let's say they're outside the surf line, then you're going to go longer, 7 foot, a little longer, maybe an 8 foot rod. But usually if you're fishing in the bay and stuff, 6 foot, 6'6", you want to go with a shorter rod because, if you use a longer rod, a lot of the energy when you're hitting that topwater will go into the bend of the rod rather into the action of the lure. So you'll lose some lure action if you go with longer rods. And also a short rod, you can really turn that crank and come tight on a bite real quick. And that's something that I prefer. And, you know, the baits are usually in two categories, walk the dog or a popper bait. A walk the dog goes one direction, the other. A popper bait, obviously, you know, by description. So you're looking at, you know, Zara Spooks, Sammies, Pop-Rs, Ricos, Zara Puppies are one of my favorites, Skitter Pops, the Rapala makes, Spit and Image. You know, I'm dating myself probably with some of these lures. Rockcod could probably tell you some of the more modern. But that's basically what we're talking about, a walk the dog or a popper. And then finally, bait concentrations. That's usually, if you're going to find these short fin anywhere from, you know, Newport Harbor to Chula Vista, you know, it's going to be in association with bait. So always keep that in mind. So, whoo, in a nutshell.
Wow. What a great report, man. I love that's the best info. And I'm with you, man. I love your rundown of topwater baits. That was a not just a trip down memory lane, but those are the best of it.
Yeah, you could add to it, Rockcod. I'm sure there's little aspects you prefer when you fish like this.
No, I'm the same as Gundy. Like that's the top water that I grew up fishing, and the Groms in the shop would do better at tell you what came out yesterday. But like you had the who's who list of the best walking baits.
Those are the timeless baits.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
so
that was
many
awesome,
striped
Gundy.
Bass on those things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of my favorite reports of Gundy's are when there isn't a good report because he digs into the bag. And, like, there's always the best nuggets.
Yes, it's secret inside stuff.
Well, Willie, appreciate a fantastic one. As always, we'll get to reporting when the weather's good. But, like I said, I'm not going to lie. These are some of my most favorites. And sure appreciate everything you do and a fantastic rundown on a cool way to catch a cool fish that's something a little bit different. And again, if you're a surf guy and the surf's a little too high and the beach is pounding, then slide into the bay and, you know, make a little shore pound session, do a sundown or evening. You take everything that Gundy just talked about, you're gonna put yourself a cool day together.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week. See, I'm an old dog, so I go with the proven baits, you know what I mean? I look at the wall of baits that you see now in these tackle shops, and it can be intimidating, you know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah. Great job, brother. Appreciate
Thanks,
you, Gundy.
Have a good
see
week.
You again, have a good
see you next Sunday. Appreciate that. That wraps up our fish report.
It sure does. And again, the Bill Varney 2026 CCA calendar is available now at your local tackle shop, or you can get one at surffishtackle.com. He did a great job, and one lucky caller or texter is going to win one of those at the end of the show today.
One each.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're each going to win one. That's right. Thanks to Willie. We're half day and three quarter day passes. You know, one to the caller side, one to the texter side, and each are going to win one of those great 2026 calendars.
That's right. Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packing up.
Packed they are. This time we're going to talk to Jerry. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Jerry? Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. The reason why I called was to ask Willie in the past. Dana Wharf had offered like a 10-trip package.
Yep.
That was reduced in price. Does he know when that's going to come out?
I sure do. I know exactly when. It's a Black Friday deal, Monday, November 24th.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it's a smoking deal. Yeah, so you get 30% off half-day and three-quarter-day tickets. It's from the 24th to the 30th. And you can buy up to 10 in, like, any combo, right? You can buy
really?
Three-quarter day and two half-days. Yeah, the regulars scoop them up. And sometimes, you know, our pricing will change depending on the time of the year. Uh-huh. So you buy them and you can use them any time of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah, scoop those up.
This is great. Yeah. So 30% off.
30% off.
And it's a 10-pack.
And it's up to 10 you can buy per person. So
okay.
That's Monday the 24th through the 30th of November. So,
well,
yeah, mark your calendar.
You can buy individual.
Individual. You can buy one
online,
up to 10.
Or you buy
online.
Right. Online.
Yeah.
It's online only?
Yep. There may be in the office. Don't quote me on that, but it's so much easier online. You just go to our website, go to the gift certificates. We'll put a link or we'll post it on our Instagram or whatever, and then you can just go right to the website and order them up.
Price.
And then you get a series of codes, and then when you book online, you just enter the code. Safe. Boom, you're good to go.
And it's good for how long?
Till you use it.
Till you use it.
Yeah.
Good forever.
So use them. Yeah,
wow.
Get them and come fishing. And we have whale watching too. Same deal, 50% off on whale watching.
That's 50%
smoking.
Off.
So yeah, if you got some family you know is coming to town
exactly.
later in the year, jump on it because yeah,
wow.
it's an awesome deal. So
that's
yep,
a good deal.
Right on.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good,
all right.
good tip there.
I had a fun
thank
text.
You.
Is hey guys, good morning. Questions for Captain Willie. Could you talk a little bit about the most current depth restrictions and limits on the species, and you mentioned it briefly, but what are the ones we need to keep our eye out for that are on the no-take list?
Got it. So there's really three. There's the yellow eye. We don't catch a whole lot of those, right? Those are around. The guys fishing the islands will see some of that on the rockfish. And then the other ones are really the bronze spotted and your cowcod. So those are kind of the three on the list. As far as limits go, it's, you know, you've got your 10 rockfish per day with a sublimit of 2 fish on your vermilion rockfish. So keep that in mind.
What about bocacho?
Bocacho, you could have 10.
Oh, you can
great
10.
Yeah, I know, right? See?
Yeah.
Even
he's,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, totally.
It, well, it changes, so.
It does.
Yeah.
It
I mean,
does.
There was a zero limit on bocacho, and they were everywhere.
Yeah, and then it was right. miraculously rebuilt, right?
Yeah.
In a record period of time. Yeah, so that's that. 10 fish. Depth restrictions, yes, there's certain seasons from January to April 1st. It's closed.
Period.
And then, right, and then when it opens April 1st. You've got your, you know, your depth restrictions. It's all depth, so there's no restrictions when it opens. So you can fish wherever.
Yeah.
And then
April 1st off.
Right. And then you get your near shore from, let's see, it goes until,
is it June?
I think it's June to October is the shallow inside the 50 fathom line. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your all or your C-word, they say, of the line from October to the end of the year.
Yeah. So right now you have to be...
So now you have to be outside of their 50-fathom waypoint, right?
Line.
The DFG has set up a series of waypoints from the Oregon border to the Mexican border. And you have to be either C-word or inshore of whatever that line is. So one thing to know is where those waypoints are, you can still fish. If you're C-word, like they say, of... the waypoint line, you can still be in 250 feet of water.
Right.
You just have to be outside of their line.
Their lines.
Right. So know where you're at because the opposite happens on the near shore, right?
Yeah.
So you just got to know, hey, I might be in deeper water, but I'm still inside the.
And how do you find those?
So SAC has them on their website.
Right.
Most of your electronic plotters nowadays have that line plotted into it. I know like the Navionics app has it
uh-huh.
plotted in it. So you just have to, you know, familiarize yourself with what,
yeah.
where the line is. And
so like on my chart, they have a fishing and a navigation mode.
Okay.
Is it on the fishing mode or the navigation mode?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You but, don't know what
yeah.
Pete has on his boat?
I don't.
No, but I mean,
step your game up.
Yeah. But I mean, that's pretty common, though. There's a lot
right.
of charts. A lot of the Navionics charts have a fishing mode and a navigation
mode. Probably the
yeah.
fishing, I would think.
Maybe
for sure.
the fishing
yeah.
mode. Yeah. Or that.
I mean, on the handheld app, and we have it on our
I'll give you an example. So when you're hooping in the bay, there's a line around where the Navy lets you in or not in, right? And it's actually, I learned this from one of the Navy guys. When he said, get out of here. and he said, look at your chart. So I was on the fishing mode, didn't have it.
Huh.
Went to the navigation mode, it had it.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So that's something you might take a look at.
Got it. So, yeah. If you have it on your boat, you pull up both charts and figure out which one's yeah. showing you where you're at.
The other thing you want to just make sure that you've, like, planned your day accordingly because you can't go and be perfectly legal, go to the C-word side and go catch your rockfish. And
absolutely.
Have a cooler full of rockfish and decide, okay, we caught our limits. We're good. Now we're going to run into the kelp and we're going to go spend the rest of our afternoon bass fishing and hitting shallow
yep.
stones. Like, you got to plan accordingly. You can't be in that shallow water having already had your limits of rockfish. Even though you caught it in the right spot, you can't start your
right.
day again, you know, inside.
You could take it to your car, right, and put it in your cooler and then run back, but you can't have it on your boat.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
yeah.
Good tips. Yeah, hey, it's time to talk about eating.
How's that sound? And, one of the greatest places to eat in the world is Point Loma Seafoods right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I'm going to let George talk about eating.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We took the ultimate lunch on our boat yesterday, and I went and got the giant cocktail shrimp at Point Loma Seafoods.
Yes, you did.
Got some sushi. I've got the salmon candy.
My favorite.
The ceviche.
I couldn't stop
eating. And what else did we have? We had the gourmet chips that they have. Chips.
And I just was chowing down on that the
whole night. We had a bait tank lunch on the way out. We just put it on the bait tank and just all
the seagulls kind of were hovering around. You know,
They wanted it, but they didn't get any of it because we ate it all. Yeah,
we ate it all.
But I mean, that's an example of what you can do at Point Loma Seafoods. Just like the ultimate lunch, dinner. Fresh fish. They had fresh harpoon swordfish the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They had fresh black sea bass, the forbidden fruit. It comes from Mexico, right? They have fresh. They had a lot of great stuff. And, of course, lunch, dinner, I know you guys eat there all the time.
I mean, it's down the walkway from us. There's not a week that we don't spend at least one of the days at Point Loma Seafoods. And we're still really big on shrimp tacos and fish tacos there. They just do them so good and so right. We always joke too. You can tell one of the summertime guys is on the Top Ramen diet at home, and no extra jingle in their pocket. The least expensive and killer lunch is to just roll through Point Loma Seafoods, get a half pint of their tuna salad and a bag of those killer chips.
Ooh.
Dude, that's it. They house made chips. Scoop it up, that tuna salad. It is so good for like the pennies on the dollar killer lunch. Like that's the secret for the boys in the shop when you're on Top Ramen mode. Like that's the one. Cheap, easy killer, and you can't possibly beat a squid plate from Point Loma Seafoods. It's been my favorite for 25 years.
Yeah.
Love that place.
Check it out, Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Kevin? He's calling us from Pacific Beach. Kevin, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I want to give kudos out to both Let's Talk Hook Up and Brian Woolley. About a year and a half ago, I got tickets, and I used them last November around this time. I took a buddy up who doesn't really fish much, and we went out on the Clemente, and it was a fabulous trip. There was a little kid. It was like a birthday party, and the kids were 8 to 14 years old. Half the boat was filled with kids, and his dad had a little digital scale, and he was just running around measuring fish as people brought him up. We drove straight out to the 14, and I loaned a rod to my buddy. He caught just shy of 19 pound lane cod.
Nice.
The biggest one. I mean, I've fished local all my life. I've had a boat since I was 16. I'm 62. And he caught the biggest lane cod I've seen local ever. And I got a bocaccio just shy of 9 pounds. I've never seen one that big.
Very nice.
How cool. What a trip, Kevin. Pictures.
You got them in your phone right now. You want to share them with Brian?
Cool. I'll have to check them out. Good stuff, man. Glad you got out there. Those guys on the Clemente, Captain Chad does a great job. He started, he worked as a deckhand for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, he's been there almost as long, and, he does a phenomenal job on the Clemente, and yeah, good for you. I'm glad you had a good trip with those guys.
All right. And thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by at the fan, but you have a good text, huh?
Thought so. It says, hey, Brian, now that the season is certainly not over, but starting to wind down, you mentioned a little bit how some of the real warm water exotics didn't make their show this year. We've had so much fun over the years at Dana War Sport Fishing. Having tuna right outside the harbor, even those years of crazy wahoo and big marlin. Do you think that this was a water temperature issue? Was a bait? I'm just curious of your overall assessment of the season and looking forward to next year. That's all from Mike and Rosemead.
Right. Mike, it was a water temperature thing. It wasn't that we didn't have warm water in our zone. I mean, there was plenty of warm water on the banks, right? The 209, the 312 out towards Clemente and in that zone. There was plenty of feed. I think that equation was the same everywhere else, right, where that fish was. That the fish doesn't know it's in Orange County. It doesn't know it's in San Diego County. It just knows I'm in the water that I like and there's feed. And if that's prevalent 60 miles from San Diego, 100 miles from San Diego, or further down Baja, that fish doesn't have to make the trek in search of what it needs to survive. And there's been plenty of years where, that bait did settle inside the basin there at Clemente or inside between Catalina and the beach here, and we've had phenomenal seasons. So, it was water and bait related, but not in a negative way,
right?
It was everywhere, and that fish just didn't have a need to travel to find food. So
that's pretty cool. Hey, thanks for the text. I got another great text from Garrett in Laguna Niguel. Good morning, guys. I would like to try jig fishing on one of your deep water trips. Do you need a specialized jigging rod, or can it be done with light spectra on a level line reel with a typical multi-purpose rod?
Yeah, totally. No, we've got guys that come out that fish, a rod right out of the rack. You know, they're fishing a Daiwa or a Trinidad reel loaded with 50-pound braid and a little monofilament top shot on an 8-foot relatively soft tip rod that are doing just fine fishing jigs. And then you got guys that have their slow pitch jig setups dialed to the nines,
right.
The short stout rods or the weird acid wrap style guides and the super expensive, $1,000 reels. Like, it's simple. You're dropping a piece of metal 600 feet to the bottom and you're lifting it off the bottom. So does the specialized slow pitch jig give the jig more action? Probably, but I don't think it's that necessary to have something like that to catch a fish. So yeah, your conventional Trinidad or Daiwa, Saltiga with a 7 or 8 foot soft tip rod would work just fine for pitching a jig.
You get to see so much of it, and I know you always mention that you have a dedicated group of regulars that fish that way a lot. Is it that, do you see bigger fish get caught with the jig, or is it just kind of more fun fishing with that really lightweight tackle? And, is there an advantage to fishing that way, or is the good old dropper loop with a strip of squid still king, or how does that shake out?
It's both. I think the guys that are good with the jigs can fish the whole water column effectively. It's lighter, so they're not tired holding a heavier conventional type of setup. But I think that lighter tackle gives them a better ability to fish the water column. And obviously the jigs fall different than a 16-ounce piece of lead. So you're going to get some flutter, you need some stop. A lot of those guys are getting stopped before they even get to the bottom, right? Where I think your heavy jig is just through the fish. Like, yeah, you're going to get stopped sometimes when that stuff's clouded up and way up off the bottom with your bait and whatnot. But that jig, I think, fishes better because you can actually, take 50, 80 cranks, let it flutter back or a couple rips up, and it just gives you a better opportunity to really fish the water column where that fish is.
And some of the rockfish that you target, are synonymous with not being on the bottom.
Right.
Like, there's some species that hang,
totally.
Might be 100 feet off of the bottom.
Easily,
What hangs more off the bottom?
Like those Floridas and like the Chilis are way up off the bottom.
Are they?
Yeah, like we'll be in 600 feet of water and you'll have this big giant wad of fuzz 150, 200 feet off the bottom. And then you'll see like a bunch of little specks and stuff. Even 50, 80 feet above that.
Wow.
And that's where you're going to catch those chilies.
And they
stuff
eat
like that.
So good.
That's phenomenal. Yeah.
And I like those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Wayne was fishing deep yesterday when we were doing with a tungsten jig.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a little, it's an expensive jig. You're going to be dropping down there, but that thing drops like a rock.
They go quick.
Yeah.
They go quick.
So if you want to dare to drop your tungsten down there, you can get down there quick.
Yeah, only $100. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
Everything's worth it for a red.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I had a fun text read this morning. It says, hey, guys, what a great show. Brian, every week with Dana Orr Sport Fishing during the season, you've mentioned the Halibut Derby. I haven't heard any word about it yet this year, and I always enjoy joining. Just curious if your plans of having a Halibut Derby are again for this coming year and when we can look forward to it.
Awesome. Yeah, so when Rockfish closes, we look to get that rolling. So that will start in January, and I'll run through March. Last year, all of what's cool about these derbies is it gives us, just something cool to target, something cool to add to, our fishery. And, that'll start in January. Last year we raised $1,000 for CCA, another awesome win for CCA through the proceeds of, entries and stuff like that. But, January we'll start the Halibut Derby.
Awesome.
And then I will throw this out there. We've got something else in the mix coming up for Rockfish. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm rolling. So, we've got our bass tournament, Halibut, and then something cool to look forward to with that.
George in Boston in January, what do you target in the ocean there?
Ice skating.
Ice.
Ice harvest, yeah. Ice skating, ice sculpting.
Actually, no joke, there's a lot of ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people on lakes, they got little set up, or they're just got a fire burning in their...
That's awesome. Yeah. I've never done that.
I've always wanted to. Which is a weird. I mean, I'm dying to go do that. I've always wanted to. Which is really saying something, because, dude, I'm admittedly the single largest wuss when it comes to cold weather. I hate everything about it. I complain the whole time. But yeah, I totally want to. I want to do the whole thing. I want to do the little hut.
Want to pull that 15-pound pike out of a little tiny
Everything hole. About it. Like, I've seen it my whole life growing up as a kid, watching Saturday morning fishing shows with my dad. Like, I want to Yeah, I want to ice fish totally. I've never done it, never even been close to it.
Buy up, fish with Greg Stotesbury because he's going, yeah, you got to come up and go ice fishing this winter in Montana. It's like,
I'm in for one time, and then I'll continue to then complain about how cold it was and how crummy it was the whole time. But, yeah, totally want to go.
Check that box.
Good stuff.
There you go.
No doubt.
Good stuff.
Hey, well, speaking of good fishing, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the angler's reeler, Yosef Husseini. The Kennedy Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. I saw those boys looking very busy this morning with that Shogun return. It's your spot to get the premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your next long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. Last time we talked, you were getting on a plane to go down to Mag Bay to have some good fishing, and you know, with the way things have been going down there, Yosef, I can't imagine you guys caught any fish down there, huh?
No, the fishing was terrible. It was the best fishing I've ever had. Like Frank was talking about, like the 60 to 80 pounders, it was all you could catch. I mean, nice. We had to stop Wahoo fishing because we had no more room.
So cool. Like, unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Yeah, we caught an unbelievable amount of marlin. The marlin fishing was all you could catch. We jumped in with them, swam with them. We had a videographer with us there. And he captured it all. It was just insane. Best
awesome.
Fishing trip I've ever been on.
Really?
That's saying something, buddy. That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. All right, for the report, I'm going to start up at the Channel Islands. Not a ton going on up there, but rockfish action has been really good, 300 to 600 feet. Santa Monica Bay, there's still a decent shot at the calico bass. They're still biting pretty well. Long Beach to Newport, there is some squid out there off of Visor's Reef. There's a fair pick on calico bass. Guys are using crankbaits and doing pretty well. Catalina Island, the yellowtail are slowing down a little bit, but there's still a handful can be caught on the front side. These are the same smaller fish. Backside's been pretty slow. There's been some bigger ones caught at the west end of Catalina there. 9 Mile Bank, La Jolla area. La Jolla popped up, I think it was Friday. They had a really good show of yellowtail. The Sea Watch put them on them. They landed 4 in the 20-pound class and lost a bunch more. They only had 9 passengers. Coronado Islands, rock pile area, is slowed way down. We don't have a ton of reports on the area. It's not a ton of people fishing it. The 475 Knuckle, this has been pretty amazing for bluefin tuna. There's some yellowfin mixed in there as well. These are smaller, super skittish fish, 12 to 20 pounds. Use some lighter line and cast to them. This whole area of these smaller bluefin are from basically, I guess, the 101 all the way out to the Hidden Bank. There is like a huge mass of fish. People are picking away at them and, it's still biting really good. The 475 area as well is there's bigger fish over there and a little bit more of, yellowfin, and there's some skipjack mixed in. There's decent kelp paddy fishing. It can turn it from a little yellowtail into bluefin and skipjack. So make sure you're not passing those up. Birds are being found under school or under tunas are being found under birds, and lots of sonar marks, lots of blind jig strikes also in the area. That's all I got for you. Great fishing still.
Man, we'll certainly take that. Glad to hear it. And like you say, this season is still rolling along. There's really good fishing to be had, and it's certainly not time to hang the gear up yet. And man, it's been a good one. Glad to hear that there's local continuing. Glad to hear you guys had such an awesome time down at Mag Bay. Glad to know that FishDope.com is staying up on top of all the great fishing. And if somebody wants to keep in touch with the real estate world, how do we do that?
You can get me on social media at Angler's Realtor. You can also get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. If you'd like a free home evaluation, go to socalhomeeval.com.
Awesome. Great report, as always, buddy. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that very much.
Don't forget, you save $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code at fishdope.com.
There it is. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of the Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen Collection is built for long days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schoolie, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles. And Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Captain Woolley this morning talking fishing. What a great day today's been.
Yeah, it's been super fun. A lot of good texts, a lot of good calls. You want to get through, still time to get through. Jeff Hamby standing by at the fan. 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Carl, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, Carl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I was wondering, what is the age limit for kids going on Sunday fishing free, how young to how old?
The kids don't necessarily fish for free on Sunday. We have that dockside seminar on their on the afternoon half day, so that's a little bit different.
That's what it is. Yeah. All right. Very
that's
good.
It.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a good text here from John in Whittier. And John asked, good morning, Captain and crew. And I gifted my son a three-quarter day trip on the day at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What can he expect to catch this time of the year?
This time of year. For a half day, he's going to be targeting bass, sheephead, maybe some whitefish. Three-quarter day, you're going to be more than likely fishing rock cod. Either, like I said, out there on the 14. If you don't have rods and reels, we have that all available for rent in our shop for sure. And probably rockfish if you're three-quarter day, like I said.
Yeah. Take a bag home.
You can go home with 10 fish
yeah.
pretty easily. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 10 fish total.
Total.
Yeah.
Rock
so including
yeah.
two reds.
Yeah. If exactly. you're lucky. If you're lucky, yeah, that's sublimated.
So in your experience, which fish rockfish eats best?
Probably the chili, I would think. I mean, those chili? Reds are, if you're reds fishing the coastal stuff, yeah, it's hard to beat the red. I'm a fan of a thin fillet. Right. Uh-huh. I love eating tuna and swordfish and that kind of stuff, but I like a thin, delicate fillet, and it's hard to beat like that chili pepper rockfish or those bank rockfish. Yeah.
Yeah. Starries.
Yep. All that stuff. Yeah. White flaky, delicious.
The green spots are also delicious.
All that stuff. I mean, it's all great to eat. I don't think there's a a bad. Even, you know, everyone gives Boccaccio a bad rap.
It's like, that's what I was going to say.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
Like, yeah, you're going to see stuff in every fish that you catch. It doesn't matter, right? And it just, that's just the, how it is in nature, right? That stuff is in everything. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking home your Boccaccio. Yeah, it takes one guy to say some stupid thing on the boat. Oh, that's it. You know, and it just taints it for everybody else. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of that fish.
People love
it's kept iced. It's great. You take it home and you enjoy every bit of it.
That's what I'm saying. You take a fresh Boccaccio, clean it right, bread it, deep fry it, and put it in a taco and tell me that it's not killer. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just one of those things.
One of those fish. It's like the bonito, right? Everyone like turns their nose up at the bonito. Like, dude, I will eat a bonito over a piece of fresh bluefin any day of the week.
Yeah.
Like, it just is, I think it's better.
Taken care of.
Yeah, totally. Taken care of right, 100%. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I had a great text come through. Good morning, guys. I'd really like to try some of this jig fishing on one of your deep water trips. Wondering if you could give me a little bit of a rundown on the perfect outfit for it. Right size rod, right size Spectra. You talked about the reels a little bit. Anything specific? And is there a multi-purpose rod that'll work for it, or do I really need a specialized setup?
It depends on how much money you want to spend, right? If you don't have something, I would recommend not going out and buying something. You probably have something in your rod and reel quiver that you could use, like a Trinidad 14. You could, you know, pull your monofilament off your Trinidad 14, go to the tackle shop, fill it with some 30-pound braid, stick it on a 7.5-foot medium action rod, and you could probably do fine. 8-foot rod and totally do fine. And then see how it fishes for you. You can pick guys' brains on the boat and ask guys what rods and reels they have that they like, and then go from there. I know pretty much every rod manufacturer. I know Seeker makes a slow pitch jig rod. Phoenix makes one. Lots of different manufacturers make jigging rods. And you can break the bank on one that, you know, $700-$800, or you can get a budget one, you know, by Daiwa, like the Daiwa Harrier rod. We have a few of those on the boat that, you know, if guys want to get in and try it, we'll throw them the rod and reel, and they can use that with the, you know, a Saltiga 20. It just all depends on what you want to spend. But I wouldn't recommend going and buying something crazy expensive right out of the gate. You probably, like I said, have something in your setup that you could convert over and take it on a trip or two and then fine-tune it from there.
Yeah. If you want to go to the ultimate way, I love that Osea Jigger 25,000.
Right.
Oh, dude, that thing's so cute.
That is unbelievable. It's a lever drag, but it's so powerful, small, holds plenty of line. I mean, but it's not cheap.
Right.
Yeah, but it'll last a while.
You'll have it forever, and that's exactly my point. Like, yeah, you can get crazy expensive fast, but, you know, test the water first, and then I would say go to the tackle shop and throw Rick all your money.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. Great call.
Yeah.
Let's jump in. You got that, buddy. How about next up? We talked to Little Hollis. Call us from Santee this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Well, maybe we lost him there. How about we jump back into the phones and talk to Charles calling from La Mirada this morning. Hey, Charles, you hanging in there with us?
Yeah. Good morning, Pete, Rockhard, Rick, and guests. Great show this morning. My question is, I typically fish for rockfish up out of the Channel Islands, and I've been pretty successful. I'm hearing a lot of chatter about down south with the rock fishing. So my question is it equally as aggressively fished as the Channel Islands, or is it at par, or is it less productive? Like, I don't know the.
No, that's a good question. You know, rockfish obviously, right, habitat based. They want that hard, craggy, aggressive bottom. We have spots in our zone, you know, that we fish that are good. Is there more habitat in other areas that's more prone to rockfish? Definitely, right. That whole central coast is just synonymous with quality rock cod fishing. And those guys fish it hard, and they have lots of good spots. So, yeah, is there one spot that's better than the other? No, it's a trade-off because those guys get some crazy wind, they get crazy weather and stuff that keeps them off the water, where we might not get that as regularly. But, yeah, you can go and fish some of those Central Coast landings and have a phenomenal rockfish trip, and you can come with us, you know, on the same day on a calendar and do equally as well. So, what's close to you? What fits your budget? You want to try something new and something different? You know, by all means, go for it. Give it a shot at one of those spots. I think the quality is in both spots, and you're going to have a great time either way.
Well, sure. I was talking to Harold Davis. He lives in Morro Bay.
Okay.
And I was telling him, oh, yeah, we're fishing 500 feet. He goes, 500 feet? He goes,
we're fishing 75 feet.
Right. 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 Catching yeah. big reds and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, just keep in mind if you're boat-based, you know, you need to just kind of, again, keep track where you're at on the map. Because, you know, we're in the southern management area from Conception down. So if you start getting above that into some of those other zones, regs change. Regs change.
A lot of regulations. Yeah. A lot of closures yep. and stuff like that. Yep. Yeah, for sure. But if you go on the sport boat.
You're good. You should.
They know the regulations.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Quentin, thanks a lot for the call. Quentin Fontana has a question. Good morning, guys. Great stuff this morning. My question is for Captain Brian. Is my son, if my son is seven and wants to go, I'm a son who's seven and he wants to go fishing with me. Is there a trip that would be good fit for a boy of his age? He's been fishing in the ocean. He's never been fishing in the ocean.
Awesome. Yeah, I would say start him on a half-day trip. And I always say this with people that are bringing a kid for the first time to the parent, even like my good friends that want to come fish. And I tell them, As the parent fisherman, leave your stuff, leave your rod and reel at home. You know, focus your time on your kid for that 1 5-hour fishing trip. You know, be there, help them bait the hook. Our crew will do whatever we can to help you. But the parents that fish with their kid the entire time and don't care about catching the fish themselves, I mean, they're spending quality time teaching their kid. And that kid's going to have a great experience.
Is seven too young?
No, not at all.
No.
No, seven's not too young at all. You get kids younger than that
yeah.
all the time. But, you know, you need to supervise, right? I mean, we can't supervise 100% of the time
sure.
where your kid's doing. But my point with the parent leaving their tackle at home and not, you know, you're going to fish with your kid. And if you yeah. go with that mindset on that half-day trip that you're investing that whole opportunity in you know, the kid, they're going to have a phenomenal time. They're going to want to come back. Because it doesn't take much to bum a kid out at 7 years old and not yeah. want to come back. Yeah. But if you can spend that
good
time
advice.
With them, then, you know, you're...
And you're fishing anyway. You're fishing with your kid.
Yeah. Totally. And you're just... It's going to exponentially give them that better opportunity and want to come back.
That's cool.
It. Well said.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I had another great text come through. It's from Stephen Fallbrook. It says, good morning, guys. Brian, for the half-day and three-quarter-day trips, would you say that you encourage or discourage anglers from bringing the alternative dead bait, shrimp, squid, etc.? If so, what is your favorite bait? And I'd also like to give a particular thanks for everything you and the Dana Wharf family does for CCA.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we work hard with CCA. And it's if you're not a member of CCA, you need to step up because there's some, you know, MLPA regional meetings and stuff like that. So stay involved with that and sign up and become part of that. As far as the exotic baits, we do our best to provide, you know, fresh squid or, you know, frozen squid and, of course, the live bait opportunity. But a lot of our regulars will bring shrimp or clam. So, yeah, grab a bag and bring it with you. And if you don't use it, we have a cooler on the boat. You can keep it on the ice and take it home and use it on your next trip. But this time of year when that fish is slow and kind of at the bottom, it's a little less apt to chase a live bait, right? They're in just kind of energy conservation mode when the water gets cold. We have a 64-degree surface temp, and it's probably mid-50s at the bottom. So, you know, they're going to expend a little bit less energy chasing a little chunk of shrimp or something down there, at least for that sheephead and some other stuff. So have it, bring it, and if you use it, great. And if not, yeah, bring it home, use it on that.
Bring it home, next one, yep. Yeah. All right. 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phone.
How about Chuck from Dana Point up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys. What's up, amigo?
Hey, Chuck.
Did you see that fish, Vance caught?
I did, yeah. His son Vance fished the last trip of the Fury and had a 44-pound yellowtail yesterday.
Whoa!
Yeah, nice
44.
One. 44. Yeah. It was a tank. We'll put a pickup wow. today on our website. You guys check
wow.
it out.
Wow.
That was a nice
that one. That was work eating crap.
Wow.
But you know what? Anywhere we go, everybody respects you and Dana Wharf, what we do down there for CCA and all the kids and everything. But, you know, just the camaraderie you teach and how to have fun at that job is what you pass on. And you see these guys going down to San Diego, look how good they're doing. You know, it's having fun at your job. If you love what you do, it's not work.
Right.
And how can you not love fishing, right?
Right. I mean, it has its moments.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Where you got to kind of grind for sure. But, hey, thanks for the good words, Chuck. Yeah, we try hard to, you know, to have that positive energy on the boat and, you know, get that instilled in our regulars. But, yeah, we still have bad days fishing. We still have, you know, bad conditions. Or we still have bait problems. Whatever it might be, right? There's still things. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're there to show everyone a good time. And we do our best to do that. So thanks for that.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call, Chuck. Appreciate that.
Competition helps too, right?
Yeah. 44-pound yellow.
That was a nice one.
Cool way to wrap it up.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Ted in San Diego has a very interesting perspective and question here. It says, good morning, Jeff. Is catch and release and donate, he's talking about going on a rockfish trip. Is catch and release or donate on the boat to other anglers available? How much fish? I have so much fish in the freezer, but I still want to go fishing.
Right.
So he wants to go fishing, but he don't want to take any fish home. I mean, and you're going to the 14-mile bank.
He can distribute his catch to other anglers.
People do, like
there might be a guy that is seasick, right? That's just having the worst trip ever. And we, you know, there's been times where we've been like, hey, you have your 10 fish, you know, we're restricted by boat limits.
Yeah.
So we can't take more than what we can per boat. Right.
Right.
But some guys will hand fish off to guys that aren't doing well or someone that might be struggling or someone just having an off day or whatever. Yeah. But just keep in mind, it's your fishing license and it's your daily possession limit. So we can do our best to help you manage it, but ultimately that responsibility falls on the angler that's fishing.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but if he's giving away, he doesn't have a possession limit.
He doesn't, but someone else might. Somebody right? That fish goes someplace. Right. So yeah. it's not the boat's job to manage your possession limit. If we can help you figure out who might need some fish or something, but we can't. You know, it's not our responsibility to manage your 10 fish.
You get two reds. It's easy to throw two reds in there and get busy, and you know, you gotta be in charge of what's in your sack.
But then you catch a bigger one.
What do you do with the other two?
Right? That's on you. We can help you maybe find, hey, this guy doesn't have one, but that's your fish. You need to manage your fish.
And it's too late to descend them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's a sticky spot, and I get it, and it makes sense. But you know, sublimits are sublimits, and technically, when you're done with your two, you're done with your two.
Yeah.
So.
There it is. Hey, we'll add another text come through. Brian, can you talk about your involvement with Fish for Life? How many people have been through the boat, and how does one get involved? That's from Kim in San Marcos.
Awesome. So Fish for Life has been a phenomenal partner with Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Jim Holden and Donna Kalis have a very great operation going with Donna's side here at Dana Wharf and Jim's side with Fish for Life. I would suggest you go onto their website and see they run. I don't know the number of trips they run through Dana Wharf, but it's substantial, four or five trips a season. And it's taking kids with special needs out fishing, some of them for the first time. The Department of Fish and Wildlife is involved. They have wardens that come on the boat and, you know, deputize the anglers. It's just a super fun opportunity for the kids to get out and do something other than, you know, what they're used to in their everyday life. So it gets them out on the water, it gets them to see some new stuff, and it's super cool to see some of the smiles on these kids' face. I've worked a few of the trips. I know Jim's run numerous trips through us, and they've all been a success. And he actually has a big fundraiser coming up, a Texas Hold'em tournament to help raise funds for his Fish for Life organization, and that's November 15th, Saturday, November 15th at 4 p.m. in San Tome.
It's Saturday.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah. So there's lots of ex-pro NFL athletes. There's a number of tables, and there's a pro athlete at every table. It's kind of like they're the target athlete to try to get them knocked out of the tournament.
Oh.
So we'll put some stuff up on our webpage so you guys can see that. I know there's a lot of poker players, but it's a cool opportunity to go and, you know.
And where is it?
It's in San Clemente. I don't remember the exact location, but it's someplace in San Clemente.
But you'll have it up on
We'll put it up on our Instagram or our Facebook, and you can check that out. Or you can go on the Fish for Life website and find that information, too. But, that information on the trips is all there.
You can link right to the Dana Wharf website on the Let's Talk Hookup. Letstalkhookup.com.
Right.
There's a front banner on the front page of our website.
For Dana Wharf.
Click on that.
Yep.
It takes you right to Dana Wharf Sports Fishing.
Super.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, another one here from Harry in Chula Vista. He says, hi, Captain Willie. Thanks for all the great information. Can you describe a visual picture of what these banks look like habitat-wise and surrounding wildlife in the deep water?
Got it. So, I mean, it's basically flat ocean up to a giant high spot was how you described the 14.
It's like an
underwater mountain. Yeah, the same way you would, like, look at the beach and look at a flat section and see a hill, you know, off in the distance is the same exact way it is out there on the 14. So we're driving through 2,000, 2,500 feet of water, and then all of a sudden, you know, you just see a slow uptick in your meter, and you just go up the bank. The big edge of the, you know, the upwards part of the slope. And out there, it's all hard bottom. There's some mud sections out there, you know, as you would imagine. And around it, you know, there's tons of life because of the upwelling coming off of the bank from the currents and whatnot.
Whales, dolphins.
Every single day that I've been out there this year, we've seen dolphin on the bank. Yeah. Bottlenose dolphin, common dolphin, whatever. But there's bait, anchovy, sardines, squid. There's guys, you know, pulling their hooks up, bare hook. They get, you know, short bit or whatever, and they're snagging squid on the way to the surface this last week. Wow. So there's tons of life out there. But, yeah, that's what we're looking for. And then there's different parts of the bank. With a little bit more aggressive outcroppings and stuff like that, where we're focusing some of our efforts. Lots of snags, lots of casualties, you know, jig snagging.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the habitat, and
that's where they live.
That's where they are.
Yeah. And so you're not necessarily fishing the peak of the mountain.
No.
You're fishing off the edges.
Right. The edges where there's some contour and there's some drop off and stuff like that. But there are some spots in the flats that we'll fish, you know, on the anchor sometimes. It's crazy. You're, you know, 15 miles. And, you know, you're on the anchor.
How shallow is this?
So it's like 360 at the high spot.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah, you can easily fish on the anchor.
Oh, wow.
But we don't. You know, it's easier just to drift.
To drift. You cover more water.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, real quick, this one was from John and Mira Mesa, and I just got a chuckle. It says, man, Willie, you're getting me a throwback. When I hear 100 fathoms for rock cod, I'm tempted to break out my old roller-guided broomstick with a rail plate, a 9-0, and a bicycle crank handle.
Sure.
But I'd be laughed off the boat if I brought that out.
You totally would. Yeah. Yep. Totally.
It's just so not needed. And that's what's so cool about the gear is that you can now fish in 100 fathoms water. With back in the day, you needed that outfit
you
that John's
did.
Describing.
Totally.
And now you can, I mean, you can do it with a big bass reel.
Right. I mean, back in the day when you use that, right, you have your 5-pound sinker and you're fishing 20 hooks and all that stuff. So, yeah, regs have dictated tackle changes for sure. But you can come out and have a good time with, like I said, something right out of your tackle quiver, and you can do just fine on that deep water.
It's crazy how deep a water you can fish and how little sinker you can do it with fishing 30-pound Spectra and 40-pound Spectra. And, you
it
know,
is
what,
such a game changer.
How fast and how straight you can sink with half the lead that it took
right.
or a fraction of it when you're if you're talking about pulling big diameter Dacron down in the bottom, all the
oh
scope and drag that
yep.
line had. And,
yep. You know, it's fun. I mean, double-edged sword again, right? You've invested some money into some braided line and whatnot, that Spectra. You're going to get in a tangle, so understand that dynamic. You're coming out there. You're not going to be casualty-free. You're going to get in a tangle. There might be some line loss. We have people that get it, and we have sometimes people that don't, that freak out, and we're like, you know, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be prepared for some of that, too.
Couple things I want to go over before we run out of time, which we're real short on time here, is the Black Friday special.
Yep.
That comes up when?
So, again, that Black Friday is Monday, November 24th.
And it's 30% off.
30% off on a half day or three-quarter day.
And you can buy up to 10.
Up to 10. Online only.
Online only.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing. So, and then the Halibut Derby starts in January.
Halibut Derby starts in January, and it goes through March.
And then the kids... fishing clinic every Sunday.
Every Sunday on the afternoon half day, 12:45, the boat departs. So the kids come down on the boat at 12:15. They get a little 30-minute seminar, and then the boat leaves at 12:45.
Wow, fantastic.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a couple of great trips. Again, we're giving away 2 half-day passes out of Dana Moore Sport Fishing, 2 three-quarter days. You're also going to get that great calendar. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way and finding out who the winners are going fishing at Dana Moore Sport Fishing. You're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the
The right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems, not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Okay, we're going to find out who's going fishing half day or three quarter day, going to a caller or a texter.
Should we flip this coin?
It's the honor, buddy. Today we have a caller. Congratulations, Kevin in Pacific Beach. You have got 2 3-quarter day passes to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Congratulations goes to Garrett in Laguna Beach. You have 2 half-day passes, Laguna Niguel, excuse me. Close you have enough. 2 half-day passes to go fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and you're each going to get that 2026 Bill Varney Sport Sweet. Fishing calendar. Congratulations, yeah. guys. And Willie, that was so rad.
Awesome.
Thanks, bro. That
hey,
was awesome.
Good time.
Brian, Willie, again, a lot of great stuff going on this fall and winter at Dana Wharf Sport
busy,
Fishing.
Busy.
Best thing to do is just look at the website.
Yeah, right? Check the website, danawharf.com. If you're on social media, we do our best to get stuff posted daily, you know, sometimes twice a day on both Instagram and Facebook. And, yeah, check us out. Come hang out. We'll get you on the water.
There you go. And, George, thank you for visiting us here.
Yeah,
from
George.
Well, you guys be really welcome. And now all I want to do is go fishing.
So, yeah, there you go.
You got me.
Okay, yeah, I'm good,
in.
good. Backbonebroadcast.com.
Backbonebroadcast.com.
All right. All right. Yeah. Highly recommend it. That's
thank
what
you.
We stream on. That's what, that's
and,
good stuff.
And we
all right.
Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks to Jeff in the fan studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup website and app. Next Saturday, Steve Pinard, John White from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Next Sunday, Valerie Hopridge from Haida Gwaii Safaris, Queen Charlotte Safaris. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, Facebook, YouTube Live, and Let's Talk Hookup.